Thank you, Secretary General. Let me express deep gratitude to the United Nations and the government of Switzerland for setting up these timely discussions. We certainly should avoid associating violent extremism and terrorism with any particular regional ethnicity. However, this does not mean that we should shy away to notice that contemporary forms of violent extremism target communities based on their religion or ethnicity. The identity-based crimes or terrorist entities such as ISIL and Al-Nusra Front are particularly grave in the core area of their activities. The plight of Yazidis, Christians, and other ethnic and religious minorities and groups, including our fellow Armenians and their cultural and religious heritage, which has for centuries defined the region's multicultural and multi-ethnic mosaic in Syria and Iraq, should be a strong reminder of our obligations undertaken by the Convention on Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide. Any support provided by the state parties to the terrorist entities which are engaged in perpetrating genocide should be qualified as complicity under the international law. Victim-oriented approach is essential in respecting human rights while countering violent extremism. In this regard, we should pay particular attention to the prevention of hate crimes, since they provide intrinsic link between violent extremism and terrorism and could lead to genocides, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. Regrettably, we have cases when a lack of democracy and human rights are filled by official discourse of hate crime and hate crime glorifications. The unresolved conflicts may indeed create breeding ground for violent extremism, particularly when state authorities use unresolved conflicts to suppress human rights both within and beyond their jurisdiction and propagate hatred against parties to the conflict at all levels of their society. However, this link is reflective, and the violent extremists in the wider region and in the world may have adverse impact on settlement of conflicts. We should not allow that ideology of activities of violent extremists, including well-known terrorist entities, to be used by parties to the unresolved conflicts against each other. Incitement to identity-based violence and glorification of crimes should not serve as mobilizing force by state parties to the conflict. Unfortunately, the recent events in our region came to prove the validity of our concerns. The continuous policy of inciting hatred and demonization of the Armenian people by the Azerbaijani leadership has led to radicalization of the society and violent extremism. The pardon and glorification of Ramil Safarov, a convicted murderer who was serving a lifetime sentence abroad for committing despicable hate crime against an Armenian officer, got strong international condemnation, but it did not stand alone, particularly in the light of recent military action of Azerbaijani armed forces. Just a few days ago, Azerbaijani armed forces in the border Talish village of Nagorno-Karabakh perpetrated ISIL-style executions by mutilating bodies, paired with chopped heads, choosing their targets among vulnerable groups such as elderly women and members of Yazidi religious community. The perpetration of these atrocities has not been condemned, but along with other similar crimes held by Azerbaijani highest authorities as military victory. It leaves no doubt about the real level of tolerance in that country. The states bear primary responsibility for upholding international human rights law and humanitarian law in line with the purposes and principles of UN Charter. Thank you.